December. Trader. Thursday, 1st. My father wishes me to have some of my companions come to the house every holiday, or that I should go to see one of them, in order that I may gradually become friends with all of them. Sunday, I shall go to walk with Fortini, the well-dressed boy who is always polishing himself up and who is so envious of DeRossi. In the meantime, Garofi came to the house today, that long, lank boy with a nose like an owl's beak and small, knavish eyes which seem to be ferreting everywhere. He is the son of a grocer. He is an eccentric fellow. He is always counting the soldi that he has in his pocket. He reckons them on his fingers very, very rapidly and goes through some process of multiplication without any tables.And he hoards his money, and already has a book in the scholar's savings bank. He never spends a soldo, I am positive, and if he drops a centesimal under the benches, he is capable of hunting for it for a week. He does as magpies do, so DeRossi says. Everything that he finds, worn-out pens, postage stamps that have been used, pins, handle ends, he picks up.He has been collecting postage stamps for more than 2 years now, and he already has hundreds of them from every country in a large album which he will sell to a bookseller later on, when he has got it quite full. Meanwhile, the bookseller gives him his copybooks gratis because he takes a great many boys to the shop. In school, he is always bartering.He effects sales of little articles every day, and lotteries and exchanges. Then he regrets the exchange and wants his stuff back.